गृणन् तामेव मनसा गृणन् बभूव प्रदोत्तमा बभूव प्रमदोत्तमा अनन्तरं विदर्भस्य अनन्तरं विदर्भस्य राजसिंहस्य वेश्मनि राजसिंहस्य वेश्मनि तामेव मनसा गृणन् तामेव मनसा गृणन् बभूव प्रमदोत्तमा बभूव प्रमदोत्तमा अनन्तरं विदर्भस्य अनन्तरं विदर्भस्य राजसिंहस्य वेश्मनि राजसिंहस्य वेश्मनि तामेव मनसा गृणन् बभूव प्रमदोत्तमा अनन्तरं विदर्भस्य राजसिंहस्य वेश्मनि
लेडीज ताम हर पुरंजनी एवा सर्टेनली मनसा बाय द माइंड गृहणान एक्सेप्टिंग बभूवा बिकेम प्रमदा उमेन उत्तमा हाईली सिचुएटेड अनंतरम After death, Vidarbhasya of Vidarbha, Rayasinghasya of the most powerful king, Vishmani at the house. Translation and purport by Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. King Puranjan gave up his body while remembering his wife, and consequently in his last life he became very beautiful and well situated woman. He took his next birth as the daughter of King Vidarbha in the very house of the king. Purport. Since King Puranjan thought of his wife at the time of death, he attended the body of a woman in his next birth. This verifies the following verse in Bhagavad Gita 8:6.
Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajyantente kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sada tadabhava bhavitaha.
Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. When a living entity is accustomed to think of particular subject matter or become absorbed in a certain type of thought, he will think of that subject at the time of death. At the time of death, one will think of the subject that has occupied his life while he was awake, lightly sleeping or dreaming, or while he was deeply sleeping. After falling from the association of the Supreme Lord, the living entity thus transmigrates from one body form to another according to nature's course, until he finally attains the human form. If he is absorbed in the material thought and ignorant of spiritual life, and if he does not take shelter under the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, who solves all the questions of birth and death, he will become a woman in the next life, especially if he thinks of his wife. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 3:31:1, Karmana Daivanitrena. A living entity acts piously and impiously, and sometimes in both ways. All actions are taken into account, and the living entity is offered a new body by his superiors. Although King Puranjan was overly attached to his wife, he nonetheless performed many pious fruitive activities. Consequently, although he took the form of a woman, he was given a chance to be the daughter of a powerful king, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 6:14.
Prapya punyakritam lokan usitva sasvataitamaha suchinam srimatam gehe jogo bhrashto vijayate.
The unsuccessful yogi, after many, many years of enjoyment on the planet of the pious living entities, is born into a family of righteous people or in the family of a rich aristocracy. If a person falls from the path of bhakti yoga, God realization, due to attachment to fruitive activities, philosophical speculation or mystic yoga, he is given a chance to take birth in a high and rich family. The higher authorities appointed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead thus render justice to the living entity according to the living entity desire. Although King Puranjan was overly absorbed in thought of his wife and thus became a woman, he took birth in the family of a king due to his pious previous pious activities. The conclusion is that all our activities are taken into consideration before we are awarded another body. Narad Muni therefore advised Vyasadeva that one should take to Krishna consciousness devotional service and abandon all ordinary occupational duties. This advice was also given by Lord Krishna himself. Although a devotee may fall down from the path of a spiritual consciousness, he will nonetheless attain a human body in the home of a devotee or a rich man. In this way, one can resume his devotional service. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Jirimilitam Jena Tasmaid Bhutair Mahadevi Aima Puro Vibho Nirmayasete Adamusupurusam Bhukte Gudansodathasodasatmakam Solam Krishistam Bhagavan Bachansime Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhuvaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये भावराधिका माधुरी अस्वादय सुखकाज जयति कृष्ण चैतन्य कलि प्रकटे ब्रजराज जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो सिंपल वे टू अंडरस्टैंड दिस वर्स एज वी हैव बीन हियरिंग द फर्स्ट टाइम ऑफ or this allegory about Puranjan told by Narad Muni. Now this is the end of his life. He gave up his life, and after death he took birth as the daughter of Vidarbha. Now they are saying जो अंतमति सोगति वट एवर वन थिंग्स एट द टाइम ऑफ डेथ द सेम थिंग ही अटेन्स एंड एज इट इज कन्फर्म इन भगवद गीता बाय द लॉर्ड इन दिस टू वर्सेज अंत काले च मामेव स्मरण मुक्तवा कलेवरम तम तमति कौंतेय सुदा और यम यम वापि स्मरण भावम त्यजन्तन्ते कलेवरम तम तमयति कौन्तेय सदा तद्भाव भावितः सो इफ वी लुक एट दिस Lord's rules of last minute. We see two things in this. Justice and mercy. Now both things does not go together. Justice and mercy cannot go together. If somebody has mercy, then he cannot do proper justice. Whether he may be his son, wife, or whoever, justice means he has to do justice. Now this is the rules of material world. But in Lord's rule, which is transcendental, we can see the both things. Justice and mercy. Now if somebody dies and at time of death he thinks of dog, what does it get? Dog body. That is justice of Lord. But the and if somebody at time of death thinks of the Lord, what does he get? He gets lots, you know, he gets opportunity to serve the Lord. Now if we see the justice is one thing, but the mercy of the Lord we see, that same price is given for both. This is mercy of the Lord. If somebody dies thinking of a dog, he gets dog body. And somebody dies thinking of the Lord, he gets the opportunity to serve the Lord. Price is same. What is price? To think. And that is the mercy of the Lord. So you see, the justice and mercy, both. Lord has made us so, everything so easily available that we can think of Him all the time. Price is same. Think. Think of the Lord or think of a dog. Think of a dog or think of a God. Think of a dog or God. Both have same price. Now sometime we say, hey, how it can be? Suppose if somebody dies and thinks of the beautiful his house, will it become house? Or if he thinks of his bank balance, will it increase his bank balance? Well, if he dies thinking of the house, he'll become housekeeper like dog. Right? Prabhupada gave a sample of Jawaharlal Nehru, and he became dog somewhere anyway. Or somebody too attached to wealth, he'll become snake or something like that. So this thinking is very, very essential. What do we think? I can give a sample of photography. Once a man, he went to a studio 95. 1995, whatever. He went to a studio and he said, hey, I am going to get married and please take a nice photo. Because this had to be sent to the girl. So the photographer said, alright, I'll take the photograph. Time was confirmed that okay, he will go and take the photograph. Jai Sri Sri Gaurantai ki jai, Radharas Vihari ki jai, Sitaram Chaman ki jai. Photographer said, hey, you have to be very careful while I am clicking the photo. Don't move your head, don't do this. You know, you have to be very careful. You know, then you'll get good photo. He said, yes, yes, I am ready. So, he went get the photograph done. And while he was giving the pose, one fly came and sat on his nose. He thought, what to do if I, you know, do with my hand, you know, the photo will come back bad. So he just turned his face like this, little bit, to get the fly out. And that time he took the photograph. So he said, okay, when should I come to collect my photo? He said, oh, such and such date. So he came to that particular date to collect the photograph. When photo was given, his face was turned other way around. And he became very upset that I paid so much money for the photo. What did you do? He said, well, I didn't do anything. Whatever face you had, that photo came. What is my fault in that? You turn your face. I told you not turn, but turn your face. That's how photograph came. So we all know that we have to die today or tomorrow. But at the time of photography, that is called death. When that comes. And if you turn your face away from Krishna, then whatever face you have, you will get that kind of photograph. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tajantanti kalivaram. So this is a simple example to illustrate this point that our time of death, our time of taking, clicking the photo, whatever face you have, the photo comes as it is. Same way, our time of death, whatever consciousness we have, and whatever we think of. Now, it is very scientific that what consciousness will come at time of death. Somebody may be chanting Hare Krishna throughout his life. And if he has some thing left in his previous life, some karma he left, be aware, even that thought can come. The cycle of karma goes like this, that thought can come. In case of Bharat Maharaj, a great saintly person. He gave up his wife, children, kingdom, wealth, citizen, and didn't go to sleep backside, you all are sleeping. Come on, get up. So Bharat Maharaj, at the time of death, he became attached to the deer. Prabhupada writes in the purport, that Bharat Maharaj, such an elevated personality who had come on the platform of Bhava stage, still he fell. And the reason of fall was that he had some anartha from previous time. So that anartha just came. Therefore, we need to be careful. Let us not play. Hey, he's sleeping next to you. Wake him up. Rati Raman, whatever. Kursi baitne ke liye hai, sone ke liye thode hai. Mukunda bhi so raha hai, jaga usko. Rati Raman, help karo. Kursi walon ko jagana chahiye. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram. The punya of this chanting goes to people who are sleeping. At least they got up. So what are you talking? Yes. So Bharat Maharaj, you see the difference. Bharat Maharaj has a little bit left and he thought. So I was saying, we should not play in our life. Look at the position of Bharat Maharaj and look at our position. How are we using our time in Krishna consciousness? Death is certain. Death is going to come. But the time of clicking the photo, what face we have, what will we remember? The perfection of life is to remember Krishna at the time of death. Janma labha parapunsaha antahanarayana smriti. Antahanarayana smriti. Remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead at the time of death is the perfection of our life. So we have two stories here, the Puranjan and Bharat Maharaj. Since Bharat Maharaj has left over some empire, you know, the anarthaj, therefore he got the body of a deer. According to this nyaya, according to this justice, he got the body of deer. But since he was a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of God and a pure devotee, he didn't forget. He remembered everything. He remembered everything. So, up to 5 years of age, life is safe. After 5 years, life becomes dangerous. If you have done some, even forget last life, previous life, this life only. Up to 5 years you do anything, there is no karma phal. Only karma phal starts after 5 years. We know that story of that which rishi was that? Mandukya Muni. He told Jamaraj, up to 5 years, there is confession. There is no karma phal. Only after 5 years. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, Kaumar acharit pragno dharman bhagavataniha durlabham manusam janmam tatavi dhruvam arthadam. From 5 years of age, we should start practicing Krishna consciousness. So, giving these two examples of Puranjan and Bharatji, let us see how it applies to us. We all have to do introspection in our life. It may be you, me, or anyone. We have to see that how much I am able to remember Krishna. And remembrance of Krishna comes after hearing and chanting. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Asmaranam. Vishnu Asmarana comes after hearing and chanting. So we have to see our chanting. How am I chanting? Am I concentrating when I am chanting? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Am I hearing what I am chanting? There are two kind of hearing. Internal hearing and external hearing. So hearing means both hearing had to be clear. Internal hearing and external hearing. Of course, if something wrong with internal hearing, the external hearing will also be wrong. If somebody chants, Hare Krishna Ram Ram Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Ram Ram Hare Hare, Krishna Ram Ram Hare Hare, means his internal hearing is wrong. And then external will also be wrong. So when we chant, we have to be very serious in chanting, careful in chanting, and we hear Harikatha, hear our chanting, have association, go to devotee, talk to them, if you have any inquiry. It is sad, earlier days, it was like if some sannyasi comes, some senior devotee comes, many devotees used to go and meet them, take their sangha. But now, we have become puranjan. We become so proud. We don't need to take association. We don't need to. Even we go to have association, we talk politics. You know, in this temple, this is happening. You know, there, this happened, this GBC did this thing. All this kind of thing coming up. At time of death, this is what we will remember. So let us not play around and be serious in our spiritual life of hearing and chanting. If we hear and chant nicely, then we will be able to remember the Lord at the time of death, and that is perfection of life. Now let us get back on this sloka. The simple meaning is that Puranjan, when he saw that everything going away from his hand, and you know, he was just thinking of everyone, his child, his daughter, son, house, finally his wife, and he died. And he became the daughter of Vidarbha. Let us understand the other side of this allegory. On this point, the intelligence is purified. Intelligence is purified. He took birth a daughter of Vidarbha, King Vidarbha. So, daughter means, son means pulling, and daughter means stealing, right? So daughter means the jiva understood that I am not enjoyer. Jiva re sarup hai Krishna Nitya Das. I am servant of Krishna. The female, daughter is female. So far he was thinking I am enjoyer. That mentality that I am enjoyer is Purushabhav, Puranjan had. But now his intelligence is purified and he got situated on his constitutional position by taking birth as daughter. Tam visaya buddhim eva uttama udgattamaha pragatamadha babhuvaha pramada uttama. Pramada uttama. Uttama ka udagat tama. Tama means darkness. And udagat means gone. And pra pratyaya means pragatamadaha. He didn't have that false ego that I am an enjoyer. On that platform, that intelligence becomes purified. That I am servant of Krishna. As long as we have this tama, or ignorance and pride that I am enjoyer, so long we will suffer. Now, since he was doing pious activities, he performed so many pious activities, the word anantare means after many, many births. He took so many births. Sometime the birth of a creeper, sometime insect, sometime cows, and so on and so forth. But after many, many births, Bhunam Janmanamante, Gyanvanamam Prabhadate, Vasudeva Sarmiti, Samahatma Sudurlabha. By the association of a scripture, of doing this piety, his intelligence was purified, and he got opportunity, the jiva gets opportunity by purified intelligence, by his sukriti, or by his, how is that, Guru Krishna Prasadipaya Bhakti Lata Bij? ब्रह्मांड भ्रमित कौन भाग्यवान जीव, भाग्यवान जीव भाई ग्रेट फॉर्च्यून, ही कम्स इन कॉन्टैक्ट विथ प्योर डिवोटी. हियर द लिविंग एंटिटीज, हियर सेड दैट अनंतरे विदर्भस्य राजसिंहस्य विस्मरी. विदर्भ श्रीपाद श्री स्वामी सेड विदर्भ विशिष्ट दर्भ उपलक्षितस्य कर्मठस्य राजसिंहस्य धर्मेण हि प्रजापालेन यज्ञादिना च क्षत्रियाण राजन्ते तेषु श्रेष्ठ अवशिष्मनि. हि टुक बर्थ इन हाउस ऑफ विदर्भ. विशिष्ट दर्प मीन्स बाय दैट प्यूरिफाइड कॉन्शसनेस और इंटेलिजेंस ही गेट्स अपॉर्चुनिटी टू एसोसिएट विथ डिवोटीज. द विदर्भ वर्ड इज मेंट फॉर डिवोटीज. हु कैन प्रोटेक्ट राय सिंहस्य, हु कैन प्रोटेक्ट अदर वन हु टेक्स शेल्टर ऑफ देम. He is able to protect them. And the protection comes through being Krishna conscious and giving Krishna conscious. So he is fit person to give Krishna conscious. Only with our purified intelligence will be able to associate with pure devotee. If our intelligence is not purified, then even a staying with the pure devotees, we will not be able to take that Sangha. Like Prabhupada gave example of your umbrella and the rain. Till you use the umbrella, you will get wet. So although you have umbrella, but if you don't use that umbrella, you will get wet. Same way, although we are so fortunate to join Krishna consciousness movement, to associate with pure devotees, but if we don't use our umbrella and the purpose of joining Krishna consciousness, then we will get wet by Maya. Therefore, we should always be careful to use the umbrella. When there is opportunity, we should always associate with devotees, in chanting, reading, hearing, and in this way, at the time of death, we will be able to remember Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So ISKCON is giving us that opportunity. That opportunity is given to us through Srila Prabhupada by creating this ISKCON society. Prabhupada said, I created this society for Sadhu Sangha, for association. So we should use this. So to summarize this verse, now ताम एव मनसा गृहणन बभूव प्रमदोत्तमा. दैट जीव विथ प्योर कॉन्शसनेस और प्योर इंटेलिजेंस एव मीन्स सर्टेनली, देयर नो डाउट इन दैट. सर्टेनली विथ प्योर कॉन्शसनेस वी कैन गेट अपॉर्चुनिटी to associate with devotees, to be in the association of devotee. Anantare, after many, many births, birth after birth, birth after birth. So here, it is easily available to us. We have with us. Prabhuj, Maharajaj, let us not waste time. Let us become serious. We don't know when the photo is going to be clicked. And when the photo is clicked, and if your face is not in proper manner, then you will have really ugly photo. Same way, if you are not careful, at time of death, at time of clicking, when Jamdutaj comes or the death comes to click, pick us, we should be able to remember Krishna. It's not easy, very difficult. So long as we have bodily consciousness, so long as we have attachment to the body, it is very difficult. Therefore, we should use our senses, our body, in service of the Lord, so that it becomes purified. If we have little pain, we get disturbed. I am going through. Prabhupada has so much pain in his body, but he was dhira. Even the Vaidyaraj was surprised. Swamiji, how is he surviving? Bhishma Pitama, he was lying on the arrow bed. Besides this thing, at the time of death, many problems come. Really if you think very seriously, mental problem will come. Physical problem will come. The mental problem is like, it's like movie of your whole life will come in 1 second. Boom. All good thing, bad thing, everything will come. You'll think, hey, if I die, what will happen? Will I able to meet my this one, that one? No. Where will I go? So many mental things. And physical thing, as Maharaj Kulsekhar said, Krishna todiya padapam kajapanyarantam adayume visatumana sarajahansa prana prayana samaye kahabata pitto kantha avrodhana vidhau smarana kutaste asmarana kutaste. Very difficult. I mean, I am giving my example, I am giving class, sometimes I feel hypocrisy. I have not finished my round yesterday. Day for yesterday round I finished yesterday. And yesterday round half the way left. I had such a bad cold, fever and paining. I couldn't concentrate on chanting. So still, body is supposed to be strong, but still. What will happen in time of death, Prabhuji? Very serious situation. Therefore, as long as we have a strong body, as long as the senses are in proper manner, the body is okay, let us chant and dance. Just chant and dance. Do nothing, chant and dance. And in the current of chanting and dancing, you'll come out. Just chant and dance. Earlier, when there are katha, class, or mangala arati, devotee had to run from ashram. Now, 7:40, out. We are going away. We should be coming, not going. For class also, slowly, slowly coming. Our parampara is, Parikshit Maharaj are waiting for Sukadeva Goswami. Nowadays, Sukadeva Goswami for Parikshit Maharaj. Kali Yuga. So anyway, we are really on serious situation. We have joined Krishna consciousness with our own sweet will. And we know the purpose of joining. Let us not get bewildered. Now otherwise they are saying, dhovi ka kutta, na ghar ka, na ghat ka. Don't become dhovi ka kutta. Let us become what we have come to join Krishna consciousness moment. material world is full up with problem. Material world is example can be given, the happiness in material world is honey with a blade. There is honey and a small part of the blade broken down and mixed with the honey. And you eat. Honey is sweet, but a small particle of blade is there, it will cut your whole face, whole mouth, and you will not enjoy. So that's material world. Anyway, so at least Puranjan was fortunate that he came on his constitutional position, that he is servant of Krishna. And he took birth as a daughter, means servant of Krishna, in the house of Vidarbha, the powerful devotee. So to summarize, that Puranjan has come, or Jiva has come, in association of pure devotee, understanding that I am servant of Krishna, and henceforth he will start his service. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question, comments?